In a world where less is more, Planet Rock presents The Shortest Show on Radio with Wyatt and Darren.
We are go for liftoff in T-minus 30.
All systems are go.
So yesterday I said to Darren, you're Darren, I won't talk about like,
hi.
Like,
hi.
I said to you, this person wouldn't say boo to a goose. Because I'm saying they're polite and shy, and you look boo to a goose. What's that? You know.
Well, no, it's just one of those weird expressions. Like, what the heck does that mean?
But then it got me thinking about all the. You know, if you take some of the old classic English sayings, they make no sense. Has anyone ever said boo to a goose? Have you?
No.
Have you ever met a post that has ears and is subsequently deaf?
No,
deaf as a post.
Okay.
Although
sometimes I am.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's a different... God, you're wearing that shirt again, aren't you? That Magnum, that Tom Selleck wouldn't wear on the set of Magnum.
it's dogs driving cars, okay?
Oh, grief. Okay, let me ask you this. Have you ever really wanted to go somewhere? Let's say you're a rush gig.
Right.
Have you ever been on your way to a rush gig and couldn't get there because a wild horse stopped you? Wild horses couldn't keep me away. I wonder if they've ever kept anyone away from doing anything.
Maybe Mick Jagger?
But yeah, possibly. Yeah, that might be the motivation for the song. All right, how about this final one? Have you ever, in your entire Canadian life...
I'm not Canadian.
Yes, you are. Have you ever been touched by a barge pole? Has anyone ever touched you with a barge pole?
No, nobody would.
No? I mean, the literal sense. Anyone ever gone...
When you're wearing that vest, nobody would touch you with a barge pole.
I just wonder if anyone's ever been touched, apart from maybe a lock keeper on a canal or a river, has anyone ever been touched by a barge pole? I wouldn't touch them with a barge pole. Who would touch someone with a barge pole?
Don't get angry.
No, I am upset about it.
You're getting angry now. It started off as something funny and you just got angry.
No, it's literal. These things upset me. It's like Tom Petty in the song, Learning to Fly. I played that earlier. Learning to Fly is the hardest thing when you haven't got wings. Well, why would you learn to fly if you haven't got wings? You wouldn't learn to drive with no car, would you? Why can't people just use common sense?
I don't know.
Why are you rubbing your eyes like you're going to sleep and I've had enough?
No, it's because I've had enough.
Is it stressful?
It's only been... I've only had a four-day week here with four shortest shows on the radio and you've wiped me out this week.
It's because I'm the thinking man's crumpet.
Right.
I didn't quite mean it like
now,
that.
Said no one ever. Who's ever said that?
There you go.
Someone with a barge pole and a...
A wild horse and
a wild horse and a
riding a
post.
Riding a wild horse, jumping over deaf posts whilst holding a barge pole. It sounds like a medieval sport.
To say boo to a goose.
To get bits of Planet Rock, which are longer than 60 seconds, check out planetrock.com.
Or find Planet Rock Radio on Audioboom, Facebook or Twitter.